morning. Hey, we are here in Belfast with Maurice Smith. How are you, Maurice?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. We just saw you a couple weeks ago in Seattle. Now here we are on the other side of the planet.
Absolutely. We're running the same circles.
Exactly. It's a good thing. Hey, so what's the show buzz? What are you hearing in the hallways here? What are people talking about?
I'm hearing about just the change and the evolutionary things that are happening with credit unions around the world. Mm-hmm. So we know we live our lives in our own credit union shops, in our own communities, and we think our issues are our issues alone. Mm-hmm. And then we find out, wait a minute, we're all faced with the same kind of challenges, no matter where the environment, what country, what continent we're on. It's reassuring to know we all have the same type of challenges and opportunities.
It's funny how different we are, yet how alike we are. So the same issues that we do, I've been hearing that time and time again. So nice pickup there. So what have you experienced here that you're going to take back to your credit union to apply?
Well, I've been learning about new ways of doing business and how to focus on membership. We've been talking about advocacy, talking about the new technologies in terms of where's mobile going, new entrants, new competitors in the industry, in the market. We've been talking a lot about how do we do a better job of supporting our members in the community. It would be misguided for me to believe that in North Carolina, I can't learn anything from any credit unions from around the country.
Right.
It would also be unwise for me to think that I figured it all out too. I assure you, I have not.
Have any of us figured it out? No.
No, we all have the same types of challenges. And it's wonderful to meet individuals from other credit unions and find out what works for them. Mm-hmm. And we get the opportunity to experiment with some of these new ideas for our credit union and take it back to our homes.
Even on a global perspective, it's so cool to get the diverse perspectives. And then you can kind of process it and take it from there.
Absolutely. Prior to coming to Belfast, I spent a week in London. Actually, my first time in Europe.
Okay, me
so
too.
My wife and I came over for a vacation, spent a week in London. Uh-huh. And so I was listening to Theresa May, the new prime minister, and talking about her mandate, her political platform, what the Conservative Party is going to be doing. And you think about some of the challenges they have in Great Britain, they're not completely unlike the challenges we have in the States. And so it was refreshing to hear some of the things that she would be working on. She sounds like a credit union director. Yes.
All right. We can roll with that.
Absolutely. Yes.
So what are your goals here for the conference? What do you want to accomplish here? Obviously, networking and getting new ideas and stuff. What else? Is there anything else on your plate?
Well, networking is a real big part of it. So we go to the sessions, to the breakout session, to the General Assembly sessions, just to understand what are the issues and what's going on. So I have one other colleague here and a director from our board is here as well. And so we'll go back and we'll prepare a report. We'll share with our senior management team. We'll also share that with the board of directors. What did we learn? What did we figure out? What are some of the challenges facing us? So one of the key things about management for a credit union from the director and also from the, from the management side of it, is keeping an eye for the icebergs on the horizon, the things that are going to happen in the future that's going to create challenges for us in our operation. So we learned that sometimes regulatory ideas and schemes and just new ways of operating don't just originate in our backyard. They happen someplace else in the world. And then it finds its way to Raleigh, North Carolina eventually. So to the extent that I can get some insight about what other people are facing, what kind of challenges they have, how they're dealing with them, what worked, what didn't work, you know, that's quite beneficial to me. One thing about this credit union lot, we're willing to share information.
That's the beautiful thing about this industry. We can share. But it's also cool to get out from our credit union silos and come to these things and get new ideas and stuff, because there's still nothing better than a face-to-face chat, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is the real value for us. Get out from behind our desk, go meet other individuals, find out what works, what doesn't work, and then replicate those good ideas for ourselves.
Indeed. All right, last question for you, Maurice. It's a serious one. What do you like best about Ireland? What's your favorite thing about it coming here?
I would have to say it's the people.
Yep.
I mean, first of all, they have a lovely accent. And so when I meet the local islanders, they say to me, I like your accent. What accent? I'm from North Carolina. There's no accent. You have the accent. And so it's been great just meeting them on the street, talking to them. They can figure out we're not from around here. I guess because I'm wearing a conference badge and toting around a bag or something. But we've been having some great conversations with folks, trying to find out what's important in their communities, what things, what challenges they have. and we're finding a lot of commonality.
All right, very great message to end on. Maurice, thank you so much for taking time out. I mean, sure, you have a busy, busy schedule, so thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mike. And also thank you for what you're doing for the credit union movement. Your broadcast provides a great insight and perspective to us back home. So you're willing to travel and bring the news back to our state and to other credit unions around the world. Thank you for the work that you're doing.
My pleasure. My pleasure. It's an honor to do this type of stuff. So I really enjoy it as well. So thank you.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. All right, Maurice.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks.